So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing and you're joining me on the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. My next guest is both. She's amazing. There's something so inspirational about her. I can't even really explain it. It's just a sort of a, I'm not sure how you put it into words, but her name is Carrie Wilkerson, the Barefoot Executive, is that right?
Barefoot Executive, yeah, that's the title of my first book, and it was my nickname and my brand for years it was. Yep, that's me.
How fun. I mean, that's pretty different from being barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen.
Well, and that was that's when I got the nickname, was I was pregnant and a CEO, so that's a little bit different from, you know, being in the kitchen, but us Southern girls, my husband said, you know what? If I can keep you at home barefoot, pregnant, and CEO, it's all a win. It's win, win, win.
I love that perspective. You know, one of the things I noticed too in your writing is you went right to, like, I work with seven-figure entrepreneurs. And just tell me a little bit about, like, there's so much that gets taught to how to get to six figures. And then it seems like once you're at six figures and you're ready to really get to the next level, it seems like what's available, the menu drops significantly. So yeah. Why don't we just talk to the audience for a minute of entrepreneurs who are really doing pretty well, but they would like something to help them step up. What are some things we can share with them?
Yeah, and that's a great observation. And the fact is, I don't individually work with folks anymore, but I did make a conscious level at one point to go from startups to then I only coached and mentored people that were stuck either right under the seven figure or right over. And then they sabotage and they go backwards because of whatever brain games, you know, that they're playing. But sometimes six figures is the easy part. And it's the getting over the six figures that's hard as homepreneurs or people with a side hustle or people we're capping out on our service. And that's because either we've decided it's enough or because we're not building in a scalable way that we can have systems or outsource and it's only us and we get burned out and broken down and exhausted or get our feelings hurt or every right. client matters. So one client could be the difference between five figure and six figure sometimes. So I think that's the breakthrough. The breakthrough from six figures to an easy multiple six figures is systems, delegation, and really kind of pinning yourself to the chair in a hard way and thinking through, how do I make this scalable? How do I duplicate this? How do I get myself out of so much of the day today?
You know, I just really want to ask you on that outsourcing. Like I was telling you as we were just chatting before we came on, that I committed that my podcast would have outsourcing. And it was really easy for me because, you know, I needed help, you know. But tell me what kind of sticks people around outsourcing and what can you recommend for people to just kind of, what do I choose? What do I keep? What do I let someone else do? How do I keep the quality up when someone else is doing something that's, you know?
Yeah, those are all big questions. They really are. And some of it is because we've had bad experiences hiring babysitters or lawn care or house help or whatever. And so we say, oh, I need to keep this close to me. A lot of the times ego gets in the way and we think nobody can do it the same as we can do it.
Right.
Sometimes we don't feel like we can afford it when the truth is, if you can buy back some of your time, you really can do more and scale your business in a bigger way. So for instance, I use an app. Part of my outsourcing is I use an app to have groceries delivered. And I know that doesn't seem like a lot, but that's 3 hours a week or so. Right. I'm a mama of four, and we eat very consciously now. So that's about 3 hours a week that I save myself going to the store, dealing with the store, checking out, coming home, putting it away. I use Amazon Fresh or Instacart or one of the many services. And that's a way that I delegate. And I happily pay that $10, $5 to $10 fee, whatever it happens to be, to free up that time for me. Right. It helps me be intentional. So I think those things stop us. We think we can't afford it when the truth is we can, if we're conscious. Word of mouth tends to be the best way to find good help. Still and always working with people that are like-minded and saying, Erica, who do you use for your outsourcing and who do they know? My virtual assistant has been with me 9 years.
Oh my gosh.
In internet years, that's a whole career.
That's
right?
A really long time.
Nine years. Goodness. And she has been with me that long. She didn't know anything about tech when she started. She was a customer service VA, and I kind of trained her along the way. She took her own initiative to go through tutorials on all the systems I was using. But the fact is, 9 years, and I met her because somebody recommended to me her sister, and her sister was full. Her sister couldn't take me. So Karen has been with me 9 years, self-trained and also me trained, and also awesome. Some bumps along the road, but she's my biggest advocate. She's amazing.
Yeah. So just for those people who are listening, I mean, I could interview Carrie. I could interview you like all day. Like, we could just sit there and have like entrepreneur conversation. And then how did you get over this? And then what do you do about that? Tell me, if someone was interested in finding out more, like how you could help them, kind of tell me, explain what you do provide, what services are available if people are interested in learning from you. I know you said I don't do one-on-one anymore, but tell us a little bit about what you do and how people can get nourished by all, you know, a little bit of time, not just your URL. Tell me a little bit.
Right. So the best thing I always recommend is my first book, which is The Barefoot Executive. Honestly, it's 265 pages of my brain. It really is. So I always recommend my book to people, and that's not because I make any money off of it, because I do not, but go get my book. Also, one thing that I do almost all just public speaking right now, but I have a lot of information on my blog. I have about 60 videos on YouTube under Barefoot Exec that people can just go and stalk me to their heart's delight. You'll see every hairstyle, every hair color, every weight for the past 10 years. It's really a fun time warp journey, but the advice is still good. And the other thing is I have a 7-day free video coaching that people can pop in and get it delivered to their inbox. And it's like having my voice in their head.
Well, let's put that free gift right there on the podcast website. Okay. My podcast website for listeners is theericaglessingshow.com, and you can go on there, and there'll be a Carrie-Wilkerson for her specific show for anyone who's driving. And when you get home, you want to find that free link. And then do tell us the URL for you too.
Yeah, CarrieWilkerson.com. Carrie is spelled the same way Stephen King spelled it in his horror film. Thank you, Stephen. CarrieWilkerson.com. And on Facebook, I'm Barefoot Executive.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for coming. And thank Karen.